U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon met with South Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Lim Sung-nam in Seoul Wednesday as the deployment of an advanced U.S. missile system remains a thorn in relations between the two states. The South has suspended the deployment pending an environmental assessment that could take more than a year.
Listen, we have an ironclad commitment to our security and well-being. And a commitment to pad deployment. So we are going to continue to work on this in a way that's satisfactory for both countries. So I was very pleased with the conversation.
Meanwhile, in Songju Wednesday, village residents continue to demonstrate against the deployment of the missile system, marching to the security perimeter of the base and demanding the removal of the missiles and American troops.
Today marks the 30th weekly protest. I'm here today to prevent the entry of THAAD equipment, the U.S. soldiers, as well as military equipment, because this is a place where people are living.
Also Wednesday in Seoul, Won Buddhists, whose main temple rests 500 meters from the missile site, held their 55th consecutive afternoon prayer, completed with 100 bows.
Over the past year of activities opposing the deployment of THAAD, we now know that THAAD is not here to block North Korea's nuclear weapons. Bringing in the missile defense system from the U.S. is what raises the tension and provokes the North more.
Both Buddhists and residents fear their area has become a target, as this week the South recovered a drone in the DMZ with photographs of the missile site. The issue of THAAD deployment has been on the news radar since even before the official announcement on the proposed location more than a year ago. The controversial U.S. missile system also promises to figure prominently when South Korean President Moon Jae-in meets U.S. President Donald Trump for a summit scheduled for later this month. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.